It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
After five batters were hit by pitches on Tuesday, none on Wednesday, as the Cubs and White Sox take their Windy City showdown to Guaranteed Rate Field. Let's pick it up in the fourth.
He said it taught him you can never assume anything in baseball.
Here's the 2-1, a swing and a single to center, 1-0 Cubs. I think it is because the runner on third, Rizzo, jogging home. The throw goes to third, going to be close. He is safe at third base. So the Cubs get a single after two singles with one out and lead 1-0. 3-1 the count on Rizzo. Bases loaded, 1-0 Cubs to 3-1. Driven deep center field. Angle a late crack. This is over his head and off the wall. One run in. Here comes two runs. Bryant around third. He's scoring. Bases clearing double for Rizzo. The Cubs have opened it up. They lead 4-0.
That ball all the way out to the center field, base of the wall, and it's stuck there.
David make it a good one. Jay, the left-handed batter, waits in another 3-2. Swinging a line drive to center. That's a base hit. That's going to get another run in. Schwarber heads for third. The throw there is cut off. It's been a four-run fifth, and they now lead to the Cubs 5-0.
That's not tasty.
Here's the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball deep center field. This is tagged. Going back, half at the track, he's at the wall. The kid's hit his first home run. Sox now down 6-2.
Curveball and tried to get down, but Moncada, he lay in wait for it and crushed it to the left center field side of center field with Hap going back and giving up once he reached the warning track. Moncada, that's what you call leaning on the breaking ball.
Yeah. He's got Bryant at second with one out. Neo one, a swing and a shot on the ground through the left side. Bryant's going to score. 7-2 now, Cubs.
Cubs cruise to the 8-3 win. Jake Arrieta improves to 3-1 in five July starts with a 2.25 ERA. At 22 years and 61 days old, Yoan Moncada is the youngest White Sox player to go deep since 21-year-old Dion Viciedo back in 2010. Other than the first career home run for Yoan Moncada, not much went right for the White Sox on Wednesday as they fell to the Cubs 8-3. Here is Pale Hole skipper Rick Renteria.
Well, I think we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we balance it out. Even today, we used Goldie through almost 50 pitches, I think, and Minnie and Holmberg, and I think that Infante. We're just going to have to do the best we can. Honestly, I mean, there's no, like we talked about earlier today, there's no lamenting anything. This is a situation we're in. I think those guys want the ball every time I give it to them, and they want to do a good job, and we're going to try and keep it respectable as much as we can, and in some cases win some ball games.
Ricky, last night, James, I mean, started strong and then just sort of stopped.
I mean, that's kind of where he's been a little bit, you know, over the last few of his starts. I mean, he's still trying to make adjustments. He's still trying to go out there and compete. He's trying to give you as much as he can. There's only so much he can do. In the end, obviously, you know, he gets into a little crunch there in the fifth, and the base is loaded with nobody out. You know, I don't know if we made a couple errors in that particular inning, which didn't help, you know, and he's trying to get himself into a situation for Rizzo, and Rizzo ends up getting a pitch up out over the plate that he drives. And then, you know, we got to go back to the bullpen again and see if they can just minimize damage. So that's just, you know, today was one of those days where we're going to have to just keep fighting. I think the reality is the guys know that you're not going to always get perfect starts from everybody, and that from the offensive side, you still have to go out there and compete and try to score some runs.
Even at the loss, you had a good moment with Moncada hitting his first career home run tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he really put a good charge into that ball in the center, left center field. Right off the bat, too. I mean, the ball really jumped off his bat. I think it was a breaking ball, too. Stayed on it. Really good swing. I think his at-bats in general were pretty good. I think, you know, both sides and I'll say it, probably both sides got squeezed a little bit in either case, but I thought most of the guys put together some pretty good at-bats.
You're familiar with Arrieta. What did he do well? What was working for him tonight?
Well, it was pretty good arm, you know, good fastball, breaking ball that had some depth and some bite. His arm is pretty lively, so he did what he normally does. You know, he tries to attack the strike zone. He can run balls in and off the plate. And then he throws that breaking ball that, if you're a left-handed hitter, starts like it's going to reach the other box and ends up coming back. And if you're a right-handed hitter, you know, it starts like it's going to hit you and then ends up being on the other side of the plate. So that's a pretty unique ability that he has, the life and the break that he has on his pitches. So he just did what he normally does.
Moncada, you know, tends to work really deep in counts.
Yeah.
Can also lead to, you know, him getting strikeouts, but do you ultimately see him putting himself in good positions by working counts that deeply?
I'm gonna say this, that I think that they were, and I'm probably getting in trouble for this, but there were a couple calls that he took, some pitches that he took for third strikes that were probably not strikes, and he took them. They weren't situations in which he would want to go ahead and expand the zone a little bit. And so he didn't. So he comes back into the dugout. And if it's a situation where I say to him, you know, hey, you got to expand it a little bit.
White Sox look to bounce back on Thursday behind Mike Pelfrey. He'll be opposed by John Lester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.